Oh, that is so powerful. In you, I find my identity. All right, so here we go. James chapter 5, I said that there were a few other points I wanted to make about the passage that we just read. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Is any one of you sick? Verse 14 asks. Is any one of you sick? Is any one of you in trouble? Verse 13 asks. Very often when people are in trouble on one level or another, they're suffering. Very often when a person is sick, there's some level of suffering going on, depending on just how bad the sickness is. He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The person who is praying needs to believe that the Lord is going to heal the sick. And the Bible tells us the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. And there's a semicolon there letting us know that the thought is being continued. The Lord will raise him up. Ultimately, the Lord will heal and raise that person up. If he has sinned, the sick person who is being prayed for, if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, see, they haven't finished the thought yet. Therefore, confess your sins to each other. Is the person who is sick, has the person who is sick sinned? If so, he or she needs to confess their sins. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. There are people in the church. All of us sin. The Apostle John said in his first letter that if anyone says he has no sin, he is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Sometimes we can just simply go to God and confess our sins to him, ask his forgiveness, and please ask him to cleanse us from all the unrighteousness so that we'll be clean as well as forgiven. But at other times, we need to consider that we have committed a sin that needs to be confessed to mankind. Especially, particularly, if we have sinned against a person in particular. We need to go to that person, confess our sin that we committed against that person, and then we'll be forgiven, and then we'll be healed. Now, I know some of you are saying, no, all that's not necessary. I'll read it to you again. Is any one of you sick? Verse 14 asks. He should call the elders of the church to pray over him. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So this is the actual order of events. This is the order in which this all takes place. Someone has sinned. They have become sick. They're sick and they want to be healed. They need to confess their sins, especially to the one they sinned against. But they can also confess their sins. Remember now, the Lord Jesus said, if you're giving your altar, you're at the altar giving your offering, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there, go to your brother, get that right. If you're giving an offering, and there remember that you have something against someone, go to that person, get that right. So it's clear that when we have sinned against someone, we are supposed to get with that person and apologize to them. Confess our sin. Apologize. Ask forgiveness. Sometimes for one reason or another, it may not be feasible to go to that individual. It may not be. If it is, go to that person. But if it's not feasible, if that's not going to work out, then don't go to that person, but do confess your sin to someone. If he has sinned, confess your sins. If he has sinned, confess your sins to each other. There are times when God will require that you go to a human being. We're not talking about someone who's sitting in the place of God to absolve you of your sins the way it's done by some. That's not what we're talking about. But we are talking about obedience. If he has sinned, confess your sins and pray so that you may be healed. And if you refuse to confess your sins, God has every right to refuse to heal you. If you don't do what he tells you to do, he is not obligated to do what you ask him to do. All right. That said, we do know that people of God also suffer. And the person who counts the most, who suffered the most, the Lord Jesus, our great Savior, our hero, he really suffered. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, verse 4 reads, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Verse 7 says, he was oppressed and afflicted. He suffered. And Jesus made it clear that if he has to suffer, his followers too have to take up our cross, and we have to suffer.